Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. The Māori Women's Welfare League is calling for members to respond to the government's 100-day plan. National President Hope Tupara says she's concerned at National's Agreement to Support Acts Treaty Principles Bill and to the Select Committee stage. She says politicians are creating fear and blocking positive constitutional change for all New Zealanders.
I just heard David Seymour on TV yesterday saying, you know, there's no room for it, it's not democratic. Well, he's assuming that. He's making assumptions about a model without actually talking to Te Tiriti partners. So he's assuming a whole bunch of things that he actually can't really talk or be informed about because, you know, the basic principle of Te Tiriti is that you talk with your partners.
Hope Tupara says Māori input on potential constitutional change is necessary under Te Tiriti o Waitangi. The new Māori Party MP for Te Tai Tonga has used his maiden speech to throw down a wero to the institution of Parliament. Taku Tawhiris dedicated his speech to He Whakaputanga, the 1935 Declaration of Independence, and Te Tiriti o Waitangi. He said he was a Māori on a mission.
I'm not here to service the needs of this House, I'm here to contest it, and the manner in which it exercises authority over things it has no authority over. Te Pāti Māori does not presume to speak for all Māori. But we do speak from a purely Māori perspective for and on behalf of a purely Māori constituency. I have to ask the House, is that not pure democracy?
Taku Tawhiris says it was ironic Te Pāti Māori is accused of being radical racist promoting apartheid. The chair of the largest Māori-owned seafood company, Moana New Zealand, says the purchase of independent fisheries by Sea Lord Group is fulfilling the promise of the 1992 Māori fisheries settlement. Moana is already the country's biggest inshore fishery operator, and it has a 50% shareholding in deepwater fishing company Sea Lord, which is finalising the purchase of Christchurch-based independent fisheries. Rachel Tolele says it will make the combined entity the country's top commercial fishing business.
That's a manifestation of the Māori fishery settlement. You know, the vision that our leaders at that time had for us in fisheries was to really dominate the sector. So when you are the biggest game in town from an inshore and a deep water standpoint, you really have, I think, a great voice in the right places.
Rachel Tolele says it's been a tough couple of years for the business because of weather extremes, boat issues and tougher world markets. But Māori are in it for the long haul. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!